Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us, once again, Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church, located at 2 St. John's Road, Spanish Town, St. Catherine. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
I was created for your glory. I was created for your purpose. I was created for your pleasure. Have your I was created for your glory. I was created for your purpose. I was created for your pleasure. Have your way.
Sing, I was created.
Good morning. We have been examining the topic, Empowerment by the Holy Spirit for Effective Ministry. Initially, we focused on instances of empowerment by the Holy Spirit. Then last week, we dealt with becoming empowered by the Holy Spirit. Today, our topic is Manifestation of the Holy Spirit's Empowerment in the Believer's Life. Apart from the Lord Jesus, no one has had greater influence on the Christian faith than the Apostle Paul. His was a life truly empowered by the Holy Spirit. In a brief autobiography in Philippians chapter 4, Paul says of himself, "Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless." What accounted for the radical transformation of this once proud and self-styled zealot who persecuted the church? On the way to Damascus, on his mission of persecution, recorded in Acts 9, Saul, who was later known as Paul, encountered the Lord Jesus, an experience he described in Acts 22:6-10. Saul was blinded by the glory of the Lord and remained in that state for 3 days. Ananias, a disciple in Damascus, complied with the Lord's directive to go to meet with Paul, as recorded in Acts 9:17. "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Saul had acknowledged Jesus as Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit when he encountered the risen Christ and was subsequently filled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspired Paul in writing 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament. He expounded the doctrine of salvation by grace through faith in Christ alone, and enlightens us to our standing in Christ as his new creation, and to our state of being seated in Christ in heavenly places. To what or to whom would Paul attribute his effectiveness in ministry? Let us look at 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1 to 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Paul recognized that his learning as a Pharisee, his great scholarship, could not change the heart of man, which is desperately wicked. Paul refused to use himself as a proof for the credibility of his message. He did not seek to impress his listeners by a powerful appearance. He did not overwhelm his audience with a persuasive presentation. He did not use wise and persuasive words in a brilliantly arranged argument. He renounced the traditional rhetoric mean that was used to persuade. He knew that Jews and Greeks alike would not accept persuasion by mere words. They had to see a demonstration of the Spirit's power. Paul did not discount learning and eloquence as such, but he excluded it from determining the content of the gospel and from assessing the credibility of the preacher. The empowering of the Holy Spirit was demonstrated by conversions to Christ, as well as by signs and wonders, such as healings and other displays of the gifts of the Spirit. Paul further attested the power of the Spirit working in his life in Romans 15, verse 18 to 19. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed to make the Gentiles obedient, in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. The most effective manifestation of the empowering of the Holy Spirit is evangelism. Let's recall that Jesus said in Acts 1 and verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Jesus emphasized that the believers would receive power to witness. That's evangelism. Holy Spirit empowerment beyond enablement to effectively evangelize energizes the believer to use the gifts which he himself imparts, according to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 11. The Holy Spirit not only distributes the gifts to believers, but empowers them to use those gifts effectively. Finally, empowerment by the Holy Spirit produces the character of Christ in the believer. This is known as the fruit of the Spirit. Paul states in Galatians 5, 22 to 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Effective evangelism, using the gifts of the Holy Spirit to glorify God and demonstrating the character of Christ through the fruit of the Spirit, all are evidences of the empowering of the Spirit in the believer's life. Are you living the empowered life? Next week, ministry empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, pour until I overflow.
Holy Spirit, pour till I overflow.
Our prayer is that you were challenged and encouraged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church. Once again, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have some announcements to share with you. The South Central District of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica will be having their district convention at the Sweden Missionary Church, Georges Valley, Manchester, this morning commencing at 9:30 under the theme Empowering the Church for Community Transformation. The speaker will be Reverend Patricia Salmon from the Calvary Missionary Church. The Hampton Green Missionary Church, 2 St. John's Road, Spanish Town, St. Catherine, invites all to the closing service of their 15 days of prayer and fasting to be held this afternoon at 6:30. You're invited to share in the Kingston Keswick Convention to be held this week, starting this evening through to next Sunday, January 26th, at the Boulevard Baptist Church. The services commence at 7 o'clock each evening. The theme for this year, as they celebrate their 60th anniversary, is Strengthening Foundation for a Strong Future. The main speaker for the nightly meetings will be Reverend Dr. Sam Vassell. And you're invited to the Eastern District Convention of the Missionary Church Association to be held next Sunday, January 26th, at the Portmore Missionary Church, and that service starts at 9 a.m. We invite you to join us again next Sunday, same time, for another Grace Hour broadcast. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we pray that you would experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.